You've probably heard the promise, quick, in-office sinus and snoring relief, same solution, same timeline for everyone. The reality is, no two people experience sinus or snoring problems the same, and your path to feeling better should reflect that. At Ohio ENT and Allergy Physicians, your care starts with a thorough evaluation by a local board-certified ENT physician. Sometimes an in-office option works. Sometimes something else is better. The difference? Your plan is built around you. Visit OhioENTandAllergy.com and schedule an appointment today.
The Hard Shoulder with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with the MG Hybrid and Electric Range.
Now, yesterday, the Israeli parliament passed new legislation making the death penalty legal for persons convicted by Israeli courts of deadly terror attacks. The new law was spearheaded by far-right National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir, who celebrated the passage of the law with champagne. Felix Tamzus is a journalist with Deutsche Welle, who is in Israel at the moment, and joined us to take a look at the law and what reaction in Israel has been to its passage. Thank you indeed for talking to us, Felix. Can you start by explaining how this law will actually work? Because there is lots of allegations and accusations from abroad that this law is entirely discriminatory and that it effectively only applies to Palestinians.
Well, it needs to be said that Israel has had the death penalty in its law book even before yesterday, but it also needs to be said that
only twice applied, I think, wasn't it?
Exactly. The last time was when Adolf Eichmann was caught,
and the other time it was a miscarriage of justice, and the person
exactly,
I think was
in the '50s,
posthumously exonerated.
Exactly, that is correct. And generally speaking, also when it comes to Jewish morals and the Jewish religion, carrying out the death penalty is something that is very, very unusual, up until non-existent, I would say. Yesterday's legislation means that people convicted in front of court, either a military court in the West Bank or a civil court within Israel's internationally acknowledged borders, should a person be found guilty of carrying out a lethal attack with the will of destructing Israel as a Jewish state, basically the default would be the death penalty. The problem with this formulation is the exact formulation of the law does not mention the word Palestinians. However, it's very clear from the way it was formulated by Israel's politicians who is meant by this formulation. And it needs to be said, within the occupied West Bank, where Israelis faced a civil court when carrying out a crime of any sort, whereas Palestinians faced a military court, that's where the difference becomes even clearer, because within the West Bank, the law is going to apply to people who are not Israeli residents or citizens. That's where it becomes really, really, really clear.
So in practice, we're saying this really will only apply to Palestinians. I'm reading a quote here from a senior figure at Human Rights Watch. They say, in reality, it entrenches discrimination and a two-tiered system of justice, both hallmarks of apartheid.
It needs to be said that Israel has been experiencing a wide range of Jewish terrorist attacks, it needs to be said just like that, by extremist settlers within the occupied territories. So the issue of Jews or Israeli citizens, if you will, carrying out acts of terror is very, very recent in Israeli society. It's something that Israel has been discussing. It's something that the U.S., Marco Rubio, the Secretary of State in the U.S., made comments about it recently. So the issue of it's not like Jewish terrorism doesn't exist at all. It is a phenomenon that exists. However, the Israeli far right, which is largely responsible for this legislation, is known for its connection to radical settlers and their violent groups, which means they have an interest of making sure it does not apply to them. which is the reason why this addition was made to the law about the intention of the destruction of Israel as a Jewish state.
Okay.
This makes it very clear who is meant by the law, basically.
We've seen reaction, a pretty withering reaction internationally to this. What is the reaction in Israel to this?
I would say the reaction in Israel is divided into two. First of all, you have supporters of the far-right Israeli government that think this legislation is long overdue, that Palestinians carrying out acts of terror could be released at any point using all sorts of hostage deals, like we've seen a few months ago when the Israeli hostages were released from Gaza. That's the one side of the coin. The other side, the Israeli opposition, you have many of the opposition supporters that think once, first of all, that this law is discriminatory, that the practice of only carrying out the death penalty on one group in society or on one ethnic group is in fact racist. You also have the view from within the Israeli opposition that believe that this is a political maneuver by Itamar Ben-Gvir, by the far-right national security minister, ahead of the upcoming elections in Israel. It is an election year. The elections are expected to be held the latest in October, and many think it's part of Itamar Ben-Gvir's attempts of securing more votes.
Just finally, and very briefly, can the constitutionality of this law be tested, or is this a done deal?
It is by no means a done deal. There have been a few NGOs and legal rights groups that said they will take this. They will take Israel's government to the Supreme Court over this legislation. Israel's Supreme Court is known to have either amended or canceled legislation before. So there's every chance that the Supreme Court intervenes. However, it also needs to be said that the current atmosphere in Israel when it comes to the Supreme Court intervening with legislation is very, very loaded. It's very hostile towards the court, given the fact that the Israeli government has been having a campaign against the Supreme Court over the past 3 years. We all remember the demonstrations, the large-scale demonstration in Israel ahead of the 7th of October 23, due to the suggested reforms by the Israeli government, and it remains to be seen what the Supreme Court does in this very, very, very volatile situation in Israel.
Felix, thank you indeed for that update there. Felix Tamzut, a journalist with Deutsche Welle, who is in Israel at the moment. Thank you for talking to The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.